is Aleph and Aleph and Ran. In the narrow, in the medium-sized lines, fourth line, V'istam Afarashim. That the Gemara, the flow of the Gemara is the following. That the Gemara says in Rabbi Kiva, V'hav min yorak nadar, V'sam yorak nechel k'moshu huchai, that in general, yorak has to be something which can be eaten raw, or potentially eaten raw. That you're right, but what the person says, Barmer Yarke Kidera Alai, it's the Yarakas which go into the pot. Kim and Omer Hachi, I feel a Yarak Hami Spashal Bukhlau. So it means even ones which are cooked, which are normally cooked. Vidilma, and the more Estakasha on that, Vidilma Yarka Nechel Bukhdera Kamer. So what does that mean? The kima, the stam, yorak, nechel, kamashu chai. If we're saying, if we're accepting this thought process, that the word yorak normally means something which can be eaten raw. V'omer yarka kedera, the rabuya also, it's coming to Marba, yorak, nechel, chai. Ube kedera, it can be eaten both raw and cooked. Kigun shuman, v'chazeris. Like, garlic and chazeres, which can be eaten both ways. I've never seen cooked chazeres, but okay. But they cannot be eaten raw. Gourds have to be cooked. I would think, lo, that's not included, even with the ribuy of the word yarke kedera. The kima dumer hamis bashal mashvahanot the boy bishul tuva vein darkan lachlan chayim. See, he's come to marba. Things which must be cooked, kizluyin, which would include luyin. Nimsa actually the feet there of zeb. So according to this thought process, the nedarim in yorik also be yorik and echel kamashu chai bilvad. If a person's stam is nedarim in yorik, he only includes vegetables which he can eat in raw. Mutar b'chol ma shemis bashal. Therefore, anything which has to be cooked is mutar. Even if sometimes it's eaten raw, could go eaten raw. Amar Yarke, so Kedera Lai, if however he says Yarke Kedera Lai, also Ba'usin and Necholim Chayim Umu V'Sholim, they're eaten both ways. Abaloi Ba'usin Shein and Necholim Elim V'Sholim, but not those which are only eaten cooked. Amar Yarke, Hami Spashal, but Kedera Lai, Osir Af Ba'usin Shein and Necholim Bala Bishol. Okay, Amar Baya, Moedah Rabbi Kiva Linyan Malkus Shein Aloika. The Kiva is Liyim Loimish Tamori Behedja. Elam Ribuya the Lishnei. He didn't say it explicitly. It's just through the Ribuy, the extra Loshen. I will have the Mimloch Shlicha Alei. And Rabbi Kiva says you have this argument that the Shliach will come and question that is this something which is acceptable? It's not a vadai, it's only a suffix, and therefore you can't get malchus. Then the mercy sit on Hosam. The season was at the Zemilo Shia Shoshikuso Balabai small. If the Shia does the Shliach, Davagav, the Kaimon, ain't Shliach, Lidwar Veiro, even though we have a general rule. Shiny Mila is different. Mila, there's a special ribuy to be marba that by Mila, Yeshliach Dvar Aveiro. Okay. Let's say, however, if the Shiach did not do what he was told to do, Shliach Mol, the Daita Dinav Sheikh, but that he's doing on his own, not as a Shliach. So he's not a shliach, he's mal. Now that nobody has any challenge with, but the Mishnah continues and says, Hoketzad, and Rav Chisda says, Mantana, Amar Rav Chisda Masisin, Kula, Delokter Bekiva. The whole Mishnah means the next part of the Mishnah, it will not go to work Delokter Bekiva. Amar Mantana, who is the Tana, Haid Mefarshu also. That which the Mishnah continues and explains. So in other words, the first part of the Mishnah can go like Rukiba as well, but the next step of the Mishnah, when the Mishnah gives an example and explains it, that works out not like Rabbi Akiva. Because Mishnah says, "Okay, to Domar, ten basal archim menosim lahem kaved." So it says, "Give." He told the sheikh, "Give the guests meat," and the meat was hektish, belonged to hektish. So if the sheikh would have given the guests meat, the balabais would have been mal. Since he gave the guests kaved liver. That's called shit, not the wishlichus. That's not like Rabbi Akiva. Like it says, ten basal archim. Say, but the hotitnan, ten basal archim, that was the more next quotes. Is say, but he, the wishlich, shashikusahi. That's the end of that Mishnah. I mean, say for Kamar. The Asa loy Rabbi Akiva. The Seifa is what's problematic with Rabbi Akiva. So either Reisha, Vali, Dibrakolti. The Reisha, nobody has a problem with the Reisha. So it's funny because the more quotes the Reisha, the more says Montana. Usually in Shas, that type of conversation, you'll quote the problematic part and then say Montana. Here it quotes the part which is not problematic and says, well, who's Tana? Of that. What's the problem? Well, we're going to quote the safe in a second, and that's going to be problematic. It's a funny presentation. That's why the Ron felt the need to point it out. What's happening over here? That the ratio is not the problem. The problem is the safe, and the safe is explaining the ratio. Because it says Ketzad. So therefore, it comes out the ratio after we know what the safe says. It's not like a Rekiva. I will say that the Havi Perusha, the Reisha, to look Rabbi Akiva, who Omar the Cholmilsa, the Mimlech Shliach Minei, the Shliach Minehu. Anything which the Shliach will ask about is called that Min. So it means regards to the Shliach, it will be called the Shliach did his Shlichus. And over the Mimlech Mibosha the Kabbat, it is normal that when a person is sent to get meat, he would question about liver. Here, okay. Now the Ron says, one second. Didn't the Bai just say that Riki was not really convinced about this idea? And it's all in conjunction with the extra lush. Now we're saying Rav Chista seems to be just saying, is it across the board accepted fact? Rav Akiva is saying this is a reality, that the shliach should not be mal. So the run though, the nehid mina leil the murder of Rav Akiva linyan malka shena loika. So you know, gemalkas, and now we're saying, seemingly Rav Akiva is saying this definitively. So the Ran, no, how precious the Dafka b'midi d'lo mishtama elam ribuya kedulian, something which you need a riba to be marba. There, Rabbi Akiva is not convinced that of his arguments. So, in regards to Isser, it's Isser, but Malchus you won't get. I will covet michlal baser below ribuya. Covet does not need the extra ribuya. Hilchos ki amar le balabayas tein lehem boster menosu lehem kaved limo balabayas v'lo limo shliach. So according to Rabbi Akiva, the balabayas should be mal. Now, you just want to point out one thing in the Gemara. Even if, like the Abai says, it's a suffix, so it comes out the shliach can't be, is not, it doesn't have a din of meila. You can't bring a korban misafa because it's chulin bazar. See, if the Mor had asked, lo limo shliach, so then the Ram would not have a problem. But now it says limo balabayas, lo limo shliach. We're saying the balabayas should bring the korban. Unless Rabbi Akiva's vadai, the balabayas can't bring the korban either. So, for the fact that the Mor asked Luma Balabais, in the case of the Mor saying this is as that Rabbi Akiva is definitely say should say that. So that the Ron says, what's that about? That's why the Ron has to say his piece. If the Mor had just asked Loyle Moshliach, then the Ron has no problem from the piece before from Abaya. Fine. So Abaya said we could say it's called like Rabbi Akiva because. Mila Murder Rekiba the Tzarach Limuche. Since Rekiba's point is that you need to go back and question the Balabayas, Hilhalin Me'ilas Shliach Varai, Kiba the Tzarach Limuche, Beloy Mimluch, that is the Nafshe Kovit. Yes, it's called meat, but it's not exactly what the Balabais meant on the first preference. That's why he has to go ask, is it acceptable? So when he did not ask that, that's a decision that the Shliach made in his own. So that's not called he's being a Shliach anymore in regards to the Me'ilah, and he has his own Chi of Me'ilah. And the Balabais understands the normal usage would mean that the Sheikh is expected to come back and ask about the liver. It means he won't give the liver without the Balabais asking him. So let's say for argument's sake that the Balabais had realized it was hektish. He says, I'm safe because the COVID is hektish and the meat is not hektish, and I told him to give him meat. All of a sudden the Sheikh says, well, I gave him the cover because I told you you can't give cover until you ask me. So, okay, the Balabais doesn't know that it's hektish. But the point is he has no concern about the Shliach giving cover without asking. That's called Loyos Shlichusai.
So it negates
the Kiban the Bakal Lishlihu. To Mim the Khalayam, Shlicha. So over here you're talking about an interface between two people, a true interface between two people. There was a Mishleach and a Shliach. So the Mishleach is relying on the fact that the Shliach has to ask. Whereas in the case of a Neder, there's no real Shliach. They were just saying theoretically if there would be a Shliach. So when the Neder uses Lashon, which includes both, if he didn't mean to include it, he should have spoken it out. He can't say, well, I realize, I'm not worried about it being included because the Shliach, there's no Shliach here to, that's a relevant statement. So Yitzhak Shemaita Kameh the Rav. Mai de Matar Tabayah Masnisen de Me'ilah Libra de Bekiva. So they told Rav over what Abaya had said to answer the Mishnah like that, the Mishnah Galak Rebbe Kiva. Rav Lahayr, and Rav told the Tabidah, Mishapur, Amr Nachmani, Nachmani said, well, Haino Abaya, Kerle Hachi, the Fisher, Nisnagadol, the base, Rabba Bar Nachmani. The reason why he was called Nachmani is because Rabba Bar Nachmani raised him. He was from the house of Nachmani. Fine. So the Gemara, third line from the top. The Mount Tad of the Polar.
It would have made a difference if Bar or Ben. Sometimes we were. Ben would have been son, Bar, maybe the same thing.
We'll call him Bar Nachmani, you mean?
Yeah.
He wasn't really Bar Nachmani either. He was a nephew of Rabbo. And this was Rabba's father, so maybe his grandfather. I don't know I don't remember how the session of the relation. I think it was Rabba's sister's son, but he was from the house of Nachmani. We call him. He was referred to as Nachmani. Rashi in the one place in Shas says two pshatim. One was like this, and one that his name actually was Nachmani. But since he grew up in the house of Rabbi Nachmani, they didn't refer to him as Nachmani. So they
referred to him. So that's how it proved.
That's not what I said.
What did he say? They didn't refer to him.
That's exactly what I said. People would have heard the whole thought. You'll think about what I said and you'll figure it out. Matana the Prolega later Rekiva. So who's the Tano argues on Rekiva? Rishimah Gamliel. The Tano argues on Rekiva is Rishimah Gamliel. The Tanya. Another man a Basser also become any Basser. So the Tanakama the Brisa says. He's also in all types of basar. Basar, barosha, baraglayim, ubakano, ubakaved, ubalev. So he's also even the meat of the head, of the feet, even though we don't necessarily call feet the feet are called the cow's feet, or they're not called meat. No, that's meat. Ubakana, Ubakaved, he can't have the. I'm assuming kana over here doesn't mean kana exactly, but it means the lung. The kaved, ubalev, ubaifis. He's also in the basar, includes ifis. However, the fish and grasshoppers, even though you might call it basar dogim or basar chagabim, it's not basar. That's the Tanakam. Shemuel Miloimer, no. Another bin a basar, also b'chomani basar, umutu b'roish, uberaglayim, uberkano, uberkabed, uberlev, uberifis. Mitzarach loimer, basar dogim chagabim. This is not what people mean when they say basar. And like based on what the Gemara was saying before, these things are close enough that the shliach would go back to the Baal HaBayis. Listen, you know, there's no meat available, but there is available these things. Do you want them? So the shliach would be mimachalei, but you see, Rishon Lezion says that they're not included. So that's the tanus, and not like Rabbi Akiva. I don't know why, because the next piece seems included. I'm not sure why it wasn't enumerated. And the krevayim, the innards are not considered basar. Then he says, "Vaychleyan lav bar inish." Those who eat them are not normal. Okay, they're not humans. Okay, the Moor says, what's that relevant for? The Ba'achet, he puts in the words, the Ma'ilchasa, that in regards to what am I saying? So, Achleyan, Kibosar, Linyan Zmini, Labor inish. That's not how normal people talk. So if I arrange with you a sale to buy meat, and the butcher gives you the krevayim, he's not fulfilled. To his commitment, and a person would accept krevayim at the price of basar, that's labrinish. Okay. Fine. Furthermore, Kasha, Mashta Basar Oif, Latanakam, and the Tanakam, which says that Oif is included and Dogim are not. So what's the difference? Now, obviously, Basar Oif is not included. It's only included because, like a Rekiva, the Sheikh would be Mimlechalei. The Tanakam is the Osher, the Ovid Sheikh, the Mimlechalei. So Basar Dogim Nami, Ovid Sheikh. Dilo Masha Bisra, Mimlechalei. That the shliach would say, listen, you know, there was no meat available, but there's fish. Now, he won't say there's no meat available, but there are oranges. Because oranges have no shaykhis. But that's Rabbi Akiva's argument. But if something which the shliach would come back, means it's within range enough the people that's included. Damar, ilo mishkachna, bisra, I see dogim. And therefore, it leads to Ru. That the Sheikh would say, you know, there's no meat available, but there's fish, therefore it should be Asr. So why does the Tanakhama say that Basar Dogim is not included? Rabbiat, the case was that the person had just been Makas Dam. And after being Makas Dam, the person needs to eat meat. But Le'ochol Dogim, a person would not eat fish at that point. So over here, fish is not it's not going to be a fulfillment at all, even of basar. Moore says, well, but that, again, fowl shouldn't be included either. The Mesucher, a person who's had Hakazah, V'achol bisra, the tzafra, and he eats the meat of a bird. Parach libe ketzafra. So after a person eats, has a kaza, he needs to eat meat. And if he eats fowl instead, the meat of that which flies, so his heart will fly away. Right? So it's not good. It's not healthy. Matanya lo emekizin, a person should not be makiz dam loyal dugim loyal life is not relying on dugim or if it's loyal basar maliach, not on, it has to be fresh meat, not salted meat. And Matanya different brayse hikazam lo yechol lo cholov lo gavino lo beitzim lo shachalaim lo oifis lo basar maliach. So after being makiz dam, these foods should not be eaten. Shechalayim is usually translated as a type of cress. Now, but I know that so the word is, I have no idea what cress is, but that's what it is. They translate it as cress, or they cress. Cress.
Cress.
Cress. Huh? It's a type of a vegetable, yeah. So here we have very clearly in multiple statements of Shmuel and of Bryce's that birds are not acceptable after Hakazos. So if the case was Hakazos Dam, and that's why fish are excluded, so fowl should be excluded as well. Why does the Tanakhama say that Oifers are included and Dogim are excluded? Some more answers. So, Shani Oifers, the Efsha Ayude Shlika, even though they're not good for you. But when if you cook it, shlika is like a very excessive cooking, then the birds will not be mazikim, which will be good for him, but at least it won't be mazikim. So therefore that's included in the netter. So Baya says that now, the years before, there was a year before it had Rav Papa, because now Abaya saying a different answer, so they had both of them being Abaya, without the word Elo, it would be funny. Okay. So Abaya says, the case was a different case, that the person had some type of an eye issue, he had pain in his eyes. The dogim kashim le'nayim, so fish in that scenario is bad. Whereas, as opposed, in that scenario, ofus are fine. So that would answer the question. Okay. Therefore, we're simply talking about a person made the netter under the circumstances of being with this pain in his eyes. So he's not planning to eat dogim anyway, so he doesn't need to make a netter about it. The Morse says, no, he achol dogim. To Armer Shmuel, nun samach ayin, that we have the alphabet, we have nun samach ayin, and nuna samar lein ayin. That nuna is the Aramaic word for fish. So that's like a nutrikin of that fish are good for, or a sama, they're like a medicine, they're good medicine for the eyes. So if you tell me the case was that so it is included. More answers, how saif uklo, that's at the end of the illness. Fish are good. But at the beginning of the illness, fish are bad. Okay. Zakhtiran. Matat is probably like the Rebbe Kiva. Mutter Beresh Raglaim, the Kim of the Sark Shlechlim, Luchi Alai, Lestor Baklau Boster Stam, Pistama. Mashiach has to ask about it, means it's not concluded in a Boster. That's Shemar Gamliel. The case was he was Makas Dam. Kimon Shekain, once that's true, and he's coming, that's a boss of Dogim. He didn't mean, he's not thinking about fish, because he can't eat fish anyway. So when he says meat, he doesn't mean to include fish, because that's off the menu anyway. He doesn't eat chicken either, and therefore Malishmahu. So again, the same argument should be true that they're not on the menu, so he's not making an editor about it. Nami, but Mike Tani also Oifis. Shmuel says the Masukher, the gears over here of the Ran is the Sakhar. Hakaza Shakiswaim. A person does a kaza in different places, but a person does it between his shoulders. His back, so a person eats fish, eats fowl, then eats the meat of bird, of those which fly, his heart will fly away. Some more says, if it's cooked excessively, they're not bad. The meat of fowl is not bad for the person who had a cause. Nun Samachain, Simon Hoya Oysum, Oysa Shal Alpha Baser. Shmuel made a simon that fish are good for you. Besaif Uchla, that's when the Besaif Achali. So, the word Uchla is an Aramaic word which refers to illness. Chadran Linyan Allah Kamal Kibakiba. If the sheikh will ask about it, it's called the min. The sazalon tana perikal abaster can be kibo. Now, so the ran, I don't know. I will give the loy yidin and imachloikas achakat stam. We have a rule in Shas that if you have a Stam Mishnah, we pass like the Stam Mishnah. If we have one Mishnah which is a Machloikis, one Mishnah which is Stam, so then it depends. If the Stam Mishnah is second, so we perceive what's happened is that Rebbe presented a Machloikis, and then he was saying afterwards like one opinion, so that's he's deciding like that opinion. If, however, the order was Stam Mishnah, and then afterwards Machloikis, then Enoloch can stop. Because if he was ready to say some once, and he says, you know, by the way, it's not so poshut, he's saying it's not so poshut. There's a machlokes about this. Well, from one mesetzah to the other, it's not clear, even though in the order of Shas, they're placed in a certain order, but within one mesetzah, the mesetzah was learned in order. So therefore, the concept of the stam, which came first, the stam or the machlokes, is very clear. But the Morris says that Rebbe learned the Masechtas with his Talmidim and made the decisions of how to write the Mishnayos without any order. Whatever he felt was what he wanted to learn, then he would learn them. When he put the Masechtas together, he put them in a certain order. But that doesn't apply to the specific Mishnayos inside of them, that one is first and one that we can assume. So could be, even though that's a mission in Chulin, this is a mission in the Dorim, so it's clear that here's the Machloikas, and then it's Stam afterwards. We don't know, maybe he learned Chulin first, and Chulin he wrote Stam, and later on he learned the Dorim, and said, you know what, it's important to point out, it's not so posh. So we don't know which one came first. So if so, I can't rely just on the Stam Mishnah. I'm just telling you it's because it's Stam Mishnah. Well, that's not so reliable. So Zeran says, first of all, first of all, if he's being machmer, it's a suffix, so you have to be machmer. Void the hamafarish be gemora, the man the polygalader be kiva yichidah who tan Rishon Gamliel. The Gemara comes along and says the one argument of Kiva is Rishon Gamliel, but it's not the chachamim, it's another individual tana. Well, Mekayim along halachic Rekiva may have a right. When you have Mechlokes in Rekiva and other Chachamim, we pass in like Rebbe Kiva against any, if it's Chavei Rav, it's against a Chacham, we don't pass like Rebbe Kiva, but it's against any other Tana, we pass like Rebbe Kiva. So he passed like Rabbi Akiva. And the Ron's going to work through the halacha l'maisa, but let's leave that for tomorrow.